Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, Where is God? Based on our gospel reading from Luke 24, this verse particularly, and as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace to you. I encourage you to open up your sermon on your bulletin and find the pink half sheet. You'll find the sermon outline upon it as we consider our theme, Where is God? This past Tuesday morning, in fact, every morning at 7 a.m., but this past Tuesday morning, some men from our church, the 10 men who gathered faithfully, gathered for the men's breakfast and Bible study. And we had a particularly good discussion and sharing that Tuesday morning. We were in our ongoing study of the book of Ecclesiastes from the Old Testament, and the topic of that morning was this: We are in God's hands, and God is always with us. As we read various passages from the Scripture, a number of men shared experiences from their own personal lives of pains and struggles they've gone through. Experiences of loss, experiences of struggle, experiences of pain, and experiences of doubt. And they shared honestly their questions during these times, their question of where is God in the times he doesn't seem to be near or doesn't seem to care. As we read more of Holy Scripture and shared our life experiences, we learned that God's people are always in God's hands, and he is always with us, even when things aren't going the way we want them to go. Sometimes, when we're in the midst of hurtful things, we don't sense God's loving presence. But he's there nonetheless. And often it's only after we go through something and look back, we discover what was true all along. We were in God's hands, and he was always with us. In our gospel reading from today, from Luke 24, we find a number of Jesus' disciples who were having a hard time. They were in pain and in fear and in doubt. Jesus, their loving Lord, had been crucified. As followers, they figured they might be next. Jesus was dead, and they were so utterly alone. And surely their question was this: Where is God when we need him? Listen now to a few verses from Luke 24. And as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, Peace to you. And he said, Why are your hearts troubled? Why do doubts rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet. It is I myself. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, Do you have anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it before them, and he ate it. Of all the things he could have been doing, of all the places he could have been that day of his resurrection, Jesus chose to go to be with some disciples who were fearful and who were wondering, Where is God when we hurt? Where is God when we need him? Jesus answers their questions by going to be where they were and by eating a meal of fish with them. I find this hilarious. As Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, ate the cooked fish and licked his fingers. We can just imagine these men saying to one another, It is the Lord. He is with us. He has not forsaken us. And just before these verses in the text today, we find a similar story. Two unnamed disciples were walking the 7-mile walk from Jerusalem to go back home to Emmaus. They were sad. They were hurting. Their precious Lord and Master was dead. What were they going to do now? They were so alone. They felt so abandoned. And Luke 24, 14 to 15 reads this. And as they talked together of these things, and while they conversed, Jesus himself drew near, and he walked with them. Of all the things he could have been doing, of all the places he could have been on that the day of his resurrection, Jesus chose to go on a walk with these two unnamed men. And he opened the Old Testament scriptures to them that explained how he must be crucified and then rise from the dead. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? Are you beginning to see a pattern here? God is with his people in their time of need. My dear friends, God is with you in your time of need. Today, I want to say that in a personal way to Rose, to Esther. We haven't announced this yet, but our Lord called to himself this past week, LCEP. I'll announce the service at the end of our worship today. The Lord is with you, dear. The Lord is with you, dear heart, in the back. Almighty God, and that's who Jesus is at all times and in all places with his people when he needs them most. Where do you think Jesus was? Wednesday night, about 10 o'clock, he was at the Richmond Hospital telling dear Elsie, I'm taking you home. Jesus is truly present here this morning at 11:32 a.m. in the sanctuary of Trinity Lutheran Church. And he is at the same time with his followers in Beijing, China, who are gathering even as we speak. He is by the bedside of that woman dying in the hospital room in Halifax, Nova Scotia. At the same time, he's riding on that tractor with that farmer from Saskatchewan, by the bedside of that woman giving birth in Mexico, shoulder to shoulder marching with our men and women in Afghanistan and Iraq. Jesus himself said this very clearly to his disciples and to us. In Matthew 28, verse 20, the day he ascended back into heaven after his resurrection, listen to his words. He said this, and I am with you always to the very end of the age. What we're talking about today, folks, is what theologians call the doctrine of omnipresence. The truth is that God is at all times in all places. The doctrine of omnipresence is a doctrine of Holy Scripture that's given to us to give us comfort. The doctrine of omnipresence is a doctrine we don't talk a lot about. The doctrine of omnipresence is what we're going to be talking about today. This message is a simple message. Darlo, if you wanted to summarize this message in 10 seconds, here it is. Jesus loves you, and he is with you always. Ah, but that wouldn't be any fun. I don't want you to get used to the idea of short sermons, so we're going to go on and look at some brief passages of Scripture that speak of the loving doctrine of God's omnipresence. In Jeremiah 23, 24, here's what we read. The Lord says, can anyone hide themselves in secret places that I shall not see them? Do I not fill heaven and earth? This reminds me of a famous quote made almost 70 years ago now by the American boxer Joe Louis to his German opponent Max Schmeling, when Louis said to Schmeling, you can run, but you cannot hide. In a positive sense, God tells us in this Jeremiah passage that he fills the heavens and the earth, that he is with us and with all his people who need him. And even when we try to hide because of our doubts or our fears or our hurts, our loving God is still loving us. He is still with us. He loves you too much to let you hide from him. He comes looking for you. You might recall, he did the same thing to our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden when they sinned and strayed away from God. Our loving God came to them, and even though he knew what they were doing and where they were hiding, he came to them and asked this question, "Where are you?" Not because he didn't know, but because in his love, he wanted them to know. They could run, but they could never hide from his love and his forgiveness. The psalmist expresses this same fact in Psalm 139. Listen to the words. "Where can I flee from your spirit, O God? Where can I go from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, O Lord, thou art there. If I make my bed in the depths, Lord, you are with me." And just after King Solomon finished building the temple in Jerusalem, he spoke these words in 1 Kings 8. "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, Lord, how much less in this temple that I've built." My friends, yes, the Lord is here in this holy place. Yes, the Lord is here with us every Sunday in his precious body and blood, the bread and wine of Holy Communion. Yes, he is with us and he comes to us in the preaching and teaching of his word. And yes, he is here and he comes with us and to us every time the holy waters of baptism are applied. But he is at the same time with that loved one of yours who is far from this place of worship, and in their hearts, perhaps, even farther away from Jesus. Almighty God is with them. Almighty God loves them, and he has never given up on them. My friends, don't you ever give up on them either. This beautiful doctrine of God's omnipresence, of his being with us in all times and all places, is wonderfully summarized in a title given to Jesus. The title is Emmanuel. The literal translation of that Hebrew word is with us God. We say it this way, Jesus is God with us. In Isaiah 7:14, we read, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And the fulfillment of this ancient promise is recorded in Matthew chapter 1, when an angel of the Lord spoke these words to Joseph and his virgin bride Mary. "Behold, the virgin will conceive and will bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. In the New Testament book of Colossians, St. Paul adds even more to this wonderful doctrine of God's omnipresence. Listen to what he says in the book of Colossians. "Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, and all things were created through him and for him," and here comes the phrase, "and he is before all things, and in him all things consist." This is pretty heady stuff. Let me state what St. Paul is saying as simply as I can. Paul says, Jesus is Almighty God. By him, all things were created. He reigns over all creation, and he is omnipresent at all times in all places. My dear friends, and here comes the sermon. This same Almighty God who fills the universe, who is at all times and in all places, who comes to seek and save those who are hurting or hiding from Him, this same God is the God whose death and resurrection we have just celebrated at Easter. Jesus died for you and for your sins. He was buried, but He rose from death, and He conquered sin, and He conquered death, and He conquered the devil, and He did it for you. And He ascended back to His Father after the resurrection, and, wonder of wonders, He is not only now at the right hand of His Father, as we confess in the Creed, but He is here and everywhere with His people who need Him. That's His omnipresence. Today, we've spoken about some wonderful things. Yet the doctrine of God's omnipresence is deeper and wider than we could possibly talk about today. But my prayer is that the wonder of this doctrine would move 18 inches from your head to your heart. That you would not just understand it, but trust it for yourself. As we end this message, I'm going to share a song with you. It's a song that declares God's loving omnipresence without even using that word. Permit me a few words of introduction before you hear the song. And that's why I'm wearing these boots today, because it's a country western song. Where I moved from, we had two kinds of music, country and western. This song, The Little Girl, is about a young girl who was in an abusive home. Her mother and father abused drugs and alcohol, and she was abused herself. But the song tells us that she was rescued from that home by foster parents. And she was brought to Sunday school for the first time in her life. And on that first day of Sunday school, she saw a picture of Jesus on a cross. And these are the words she said to her teacher. "I don't know that man up there on the cross. I don't know his name. But I know he got off, 'cause he was with me in my old house and held me close to his side as I hid there behind our couch the night my parents died." Now I encourage you now to turn over your sermon outline and find the words of the song that Jeff will now play for you. Follow along with the words.
Never took the young girl to church, never spoke of his name, never read her his word. Two non-believers walking lost in this world took their baby with them. What a sad little girl. Her daddy drank all day and mommy did drugs, never wanted to play or give kisses and hugs. She'd watch the TV and sit there on the couch while her mom fell asleep and her daddy went out. And the drinking and the fighting just got worse every night. Behind their couch she'd be hiding. Oh, what a sad little life. And like it all, just got worse with every slap and every curse. Until her daddy in a drunk rage one night used a gun on her mom and then took his life. And some people from the city took the girl far away to a new mom and a new dad. Kisses and hugs every day. First day of Sunday school, the teacher walked in, and a small little girl stared at a picture of him. She said, I know that man up there on that cross. I don't know his name, but I know he got off. 'Cause he was there. Held me close to his side as I hid there behind our couch the night that my parents died. Jesus
was with that little girl in her time of greatest need and held her close to his side. He truly did get off that cross, and he is for us today Emmanuel, God, who is always with us. Today, we thank God for the holy doctrine of his omnipresence. We thank God that God in his love is at all times, in all places, with his people. Our Lord Jesus loves you, my friend. So, where is God? He is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.